KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Danielle Venton. Let's start this morning with health care. Senate Republicans plan to release their health bill today, but we've already had an early peek, thanks to a copy first shared with the Washington Post. KQED health editor Carrie Feibel took a look.
The Senate bill would radically cut funding for the Medicaid program. In fact, the cuts would be worse than what the House proposed, but they will be phased in more slowly. Tax credits for buying insurance will depend on income, not age, which is how Obamacare currently works. In addition, the bill eliminates all federal funding for Planned Parenthood, according to the Post. There are still many unknowns, like what's in store for people with pre-existing conditions. More details are expected later today. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Feibel.
As you've just heard, the Senate bill would enact huge federal cuts to Medi-Cal, the health insurance program for the poor and disabled. And that has made many folks in rural parts of California nervous. In the far northeast corner of the state, 30% of residents rely on Medi-Cal. KQED's health reporter April Jamboski is traveling there this week.
Modoc County is Trump country. 70% of folks here voted for the president. And there's not a lot of love for Obamacare.
I won't go for it.
Anthea Klein says the prices of the Obamacare plans in this area are simply too much for the low wages people typically earn here. For Klein, it's cheaper to just pay the penalty for being uninsured.
Being told you have to have insurance you can't afford, and then it doesn't cover what you need. So you are stuck.
Klein was 62 when she first looked for a plan. She needed surgery to help her asthma. But her specialist was an hour away in Oregon, and he didn't accept the Obamacare plan from California. So she was going to have to pay out of pocket anyway.
There's no way I could do it, so I just waited. I figured I'd wait till I was 65.
When she could get Medicare. But then Klein was diagnosed with breast cancer and was able to get Medi-Cal. It paid for all her treatment, and she's fine now. Klein's bottom line on Obamacare? Don't touch Medi-Cal. You hear the same thing from rural clinic directors like Dave Jones. He says with many uninsured patients now covered by Medi-Cal, his six clinics are now making money instead of losing it.
So it was a real boon to us. We went from struggling payday to payday, basically, to actually having a reserve at this point.
He's added dental care and hired mental health and drug counselors, improving care for everybody. Jones says the Republican plan would hurt patients. And Anthea Klein says that includes her.
If you have a pre-existing condition, like I do, I'm all of a sudden going to be charged more.
They say they want Washington senators to think about small-town America before they vote. For the California Report, I'm April Dimboski in Modoc County.
And moving from health to weather, Californians will continue to live with punishing heat over the next few days. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories and excessive heat warnings throughout almost the entire length of the state. That's a lot of air conditioners that are humming, so there's some extra pressure on the state's electrical grid. Here to talk about that with us is Dan Brecke, who covers transportation and infrastructure for KQED. So Dan, this is sort of a preview of things to come. How is our power system doing?
So far, you know, it seems to have done pretty well. The historic parallel to this is from 2006, which the power industry calls a heat storm, where about 2.5 million people were out of power. About 130 people statewide died because of the prolonged hot conditions and losing air conditioning, for instance, in some cases. So we haven't seen anything that widespread. On the other hand, there are parts of the system that are vulnerable. Transformers in the electrical transmission system have a tendency to fail in hot weather. Again, there are widespread instances of that. More than 250,000 people just in PG&E's service area have lost power. But, you know, the failure of transformers doesn't seem to have been quite as wholesale as it was back in 2006.
The state's added a lot of renewable power in the last decade. How is that coping?
There are a couple of answers to that. One is that rooftop solar is not as efficient when the weather gets very hot. So it's still helping some, but the large-scale solar that's been installed, sort of industrial-scale solar around the state,
is playing a
big role in meeting the power needs during the afternoon hours, especially the hottest hours of the day. And that's something that's still being built because storage solutions really aren't widely deployed yet. And so solar is something, if you look at the daily graph, it goes skyrocketing up when the sun rises and it goes plummeting down when the sun sets. That's something that will take a long time to change.
Let's talk about some practical stuff. When should I use electricity? When should I not?
The California Independent System Operator, which is the nonprofit corporation that runs the energy grid in California, called a flex alert, and there are some very straightforward guidelines. They would like people not to use big appliances until after 9 o'clock at night. They'd like people to set their air conditioners up to 78, for instance. That can be uncomfortable, but it's just for the duration of this this heat episode we're having.
Dan, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And in big tech news this week, Travis Kalanick is out as Uber CEO. So we were wondering, how do Uber drivers see the future of the company and what changes are they hoping for? Reporter Peter Arcuni caught an Uber with a San Francisco driver named Samir and asked him.
Hopefully it works out fine. I mean, I hope they change it and make it easier for the drivers.
The company announced that it will allow passengers to tip their drivers, which Samir is excited about. After expenses, sometimes he makes less than minimum wage.
So right now, can customers get, there's no way for us to give you a tip?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It doesn't look like it.
There's another change he's happy about, too.
They're going to change the waiting period, 2 minutes. Otherwise, the customer is going to be charged after 2 minutes to cancel.
Uber should invite some drivers in to talk with them, says Samir. Otherwise, the company won't know what's going on.
Thanks, Samir.
You're welcome, my friend. Take care.
You have a good day. Drive safe.
You too.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. Barracuda Networks, cloud-ready firewalls engineered for today's next-generation business networks. Learn more at barracuda.com/cloud-ready. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, June 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Venton. Thanks for joining us.